Mountain Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Another look at rebuilding the mama cow herd after this. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Video Auctions got their next auction sale coming up Friday, January 25th. Superior Video Auction, 29,000 head on that day on RFD TV, on the Dish Network, Channel 231, DirecTV, Channel 345, SuperiorClickToBid.com. It can also be seen there. Coming from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards out of Fort Worth, Texas, video auction itself starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. They've got their special preview show, Superior Sunrise, starting at 7:30 a.m. that same morning, offering 29,000 head on January 25th. They've got some Holstein offerings. They've got about 10,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 11,500 weaned calves, and some bred heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs to boot. For more information, go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. It looked like at the start of 2011 that we were about ready to start rebuilding the mama cow herd. We really were starting to see some incentives out there to put more mama cows back out on the land. But we had drought hit hard in Oklahoma and in Texas across the southern Great Plains, and mama cow numbers fell even further. 2012, more drought across the Midwest and portions of the southern plains as well, and no more rebuilding for 2012 either. What about 2013? What about 2014? When are we going to finally get to a point where we're going to be able to rebuild these mama cow numbers once again? Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonger says he thinks it's going to take a pretty good sized carrot to get cattle producers interested in putting mama cows back into their beef cow herds.
It used to be $100 per cow expected profit trigger to expand the herd. If you add uncertainty, add risk to a situation, it's going to take a bigger incentive than that $100 per cow to get the typical producer to pull the trigger. I don't know if $100 is sufficient to expand the herd anymore. And narrowly, everybody has a different threshold, right? I'm using $100 there as an example. The magnitude increase from that varies a lot across producers. And underneath that has a lot to do with not just their cost situation, but how comfortable they are with this higher uncertainty. I always use the term new normal, right? Environment, the paradigm we work in today. Those that are more comfortable either with that or think they can manage through that more than average are the ones that will do the expanding in 2013 and going forward. Other producers that aren't as comfortable with it are the ones that will be either status quo or over time phase out. The net effect of those two different groups, if you like, will dictate who is producing beef in this country for the next decade.
Now, there are some risk factors that we can predict and anticipate maybe being out there, but there's always things like the pink slime incident of this last year that are totally off the wall. And it's those unknowns lurking about that concern Dr. Tonger.
Those are next to impossible to predict, as you said. Well, I also try to highlight they're very important. And again, that can be frustrating to producers because these things dictate market conditions, but they can't control them. But this is not the first time something like this has happened. If we look to the pork industry, the H1N1 discussion, I mean, there's lots of parallels of this that continue to come up. And what I'm trying to highlight to producers is the broader theme of the public asking more questions about how their food's produced, having access to more information, both accurate and inaccurate information they've ever had before, and higher meat prices in general will trigger more interest in asking more questions in itself. Higher meat prices will trigger more interest in new technologies by producers to reduce cost, as well as maybe more concerns about the technology by consumers.
Well, certainly the challenge is to answer those questions that consumers have to give them some confidence about our beef supply. Now, speaking of consumers, what about beef consumption in this coming year?
We're on the pathway for per capita consumption to continue to come down in a year-over-year sense, both in 2013 and 2014. That's kind of set in stone, if you like, from cattle supply situation. What's not known is what will the smaller consumer base that's consuming that pay for that product. What I think is underway there is the shift isn't just every one of us that consumes beef consuming 4% less. You have a certain number of households that are just, for all intents and purposes, going towards zero beef consumption because they're being priced out of the market or relative to the value they see in it. They're no longer consumers. So the real story, I think, is not how will per capita consumption change, because that's what often comes up. That's dictated by supplies. It's what's the value in the beef and who is the one that's going to be buying it. That's going to be your higher income segment. It's going to be the ones that have not had the unemployment struggles over the last few years. It's going to be those that, see value in the new cuts that are being derived by the industry and so forth. The net of that will dictate who remains a consumer. and everybody that's not in that bucket, right, which there's several that aren't, will be the ones that are consuming less beef and helping drive that 4% or 5% reduction in 2013 in beef consumption.
As Dr. Tonger says, that's domestic beef consumption he's talking about. What about our exports, though? 2011, record year. 2012, well, not bad. As for 2013...
2012 was not as rosy as 2011, mm-hmm. but I always back up away from year-to-year snapshots and say a lot of the future for the U.S. beef industry is exports, and I maintain that view. So looking to 2013, 2014, I remain optimistic in that sense. If we have global GDP growth in particular, I think we'll have a better year than we did in 2012. More generally, income growth outside the U.S. is expected to be faster than within the U.S., for some time going forward, and as the price of meat goes up around the world, right, we're going to, if trade allows it, shift product around and send it to its highest value outlet. I am optimistic that the net of that will be better in 2013, 2014 than it was in 2012. Things like Japan changing its age requirements, things like the TPP, regional trade agreements, and so forth, only help that, right? There's a lot more to be done. We're a long ways from quote-unquote textbook free markets in the international arena, but I do think we're getting closer and closer to that.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonger of Kansas State University joining us today. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.